ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bechoros is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
We're learning Maseches Bechoros, Daf Mem Vav, we're starting the 8th Perek. The Mishnah says, Yesh Bechor L'Nachla Ve'ina Bechor L'Kain. There's two dinim of Bechor. There's a din L'Nachla, where a Bechor gets Pishnaim, a Bechor gets a double portion, when he inherits his father, and the din L'Kain, that any time there's a Bechor, you have to give 5 slum to the Kohen, Pinyin Ben. So what's called the Bechor, Lagabi the Din Nachla, and what's called the Bechor, Lagabi Kohen, even though Bechor means firstborn, but the Prote Dinim, when's he called the Bechor, Lagabi Kohen, when is he called the Bechor, Lagabi Nachla, are different. You could have a child that he's the Bechor for Nachla, he gets the Pishnaim, he gets a double portion, but you don't have to give Pinyin Ben in this child. He's ain't a Bechor Lekain. You can have a child for a kid. He's a Bechor Lekain. You'd have to give 5 slum to the Kain. Because he's a Bechor. They ain't a Bechor Lenachala. But he doesn't get Pishnaim. Like the Mishnah will explain. And then you have a Bechor Lenachala Ulekain. A regular Bechor is the firstborn. You give 5 slum to a Kain. And he gets the Pishnaim. And you have Yesh. Ain't a Bechor Lenachala Ulekain. There's sometimes a disqualifying factor in a Bechor that would make him that he's not a Bechor, would disqualify him from being a Bechor, both Lagabe Pishnayim and also Lagabe Kain. So what's the case of a Bechor L'Nachla V'ein a Bechor L'Kain? What's the case who is considered the firstborn, he gets Pishnayim for the Nachla, he gets a double portion, but you don't have to pay 5 slum for Binyan Ben? So the Mishnah says, starts off with 2 cases. Habo'ach ha'nefolim afa pishya yotza tzorei she'chayim. If let's say the baby that was born before him was a nephil, meaning he was never a full term, in the Gemara's time, 8 months was a premature baby that it was impossible for him to live. So a baby that's 8 months, it's not full term, and his mother had a miscarriage, and then afterwards another baby was born, or Benteisha means it was full term, but it happens to be the baby died before birth. And it was Yatsurei Shemes. In these cases, Legabe Nachla, since the firstborn son was never a Ben Kayama. So the Gemara learns that from Reishis Aini. Aini means a Lashon of Ainain, Mishalibai Davai, that it bothers him that the son died. Here the son was never a Ben Kayama, so it's not Reishis Ainai, it's not Libai Davai Olav. He's not in grief that his son died because he never was a real son. So the first one is Reishis Einai. It was the first son that he cared about that was born alive. He becomes the Bechor L'Nachla. Now, Shekin L'Gabe Kayin. L'Gabe Kayin is not telling that. It's telling him Pet the Rechem, the first one to go through the Rechem of the Isha. So even if he came out dead, but still, that's called the Pet the Rechem. And the son, and that son, you don't have to be paid them because if the son doesn't survive, you don't have to be paid them. And the next son is no longer the Pet Derechem. There was a Pet Derechem already. The next son is not considered a Bechor L'Kain. He's a Bechor L'Nachla V'ein a Bechor L'Kain. So Rashi says that this mission is talking about twins. We're talking about twins. There were 2 sons in the womb. So if the first one stuck its head out, if it was a Ben Shmeina, it wasn't full term, so even if it stuck its head out alive, or if the first one was a Ben Tisha, and it stuck its head out when it was dead, so then the second one is a Bechor L'Nachla, because the first one was not Reishis Einai, wasn't Libedavilov, but is not a Bechor L'Kayin, the first one's a Pet Derechem. But he says the case of twins, which like the Argadol, Red Zeis, brings a kasha from the Beis Meir. If they're twins, so how do you manage that the first one is not a full term, it's like Koluch Hadashav, and the second one is viable? We're discussing if the second one gets Pishnayim, or if you have to pay 5 slum, obviously the second one is viable. Mechayr, twins were conceived at the same time. Had the first one managed to be like Koluch Hadashav, and the second one Koluch Hadashav. So he says that first of all, Rashi Shita is that ain't Isha Misaberis or Chazeris or Misaberis, that a woman cannot become pregnant if she's already pregnant, is Dafka for a Ben Kayama. She can't become pregnant with a normal, healthy, viable Vlad. But to have a nafel, she could become pregnant. So Mela could be talking about she's misaberis, v'chazeris, and misaberis. She became pregnant again to a nafel. But even if you hold not that way, and you want to say that a isha can't be chazeris or misaberis at all, but still, you have a ben shiva, which becomes full term quicker. You can have sometimes a 7th month full term baby, and then you have a 9 month full term baby. So if you have a 7th month full term baby, which happened to stay in the womb a little bit extra, because sometimes they could stay extra, and then the other twin is a 9 month baby, and he never became full term, so he could have such a case. Chayre, he doesn't say this. Chayre, it could be the cases that he was Yatzer Roshe, and then he went back in, and he's already dead. Or by Ben Shmeina, since he's Yatzer Roshe, so his development will stop, he'll remain a Ben Shmeina, because he already has a Din Leda, and therefore he will never become alive. And his brother is still in the womb, still developing. Al Kapanim, it's a funny case of Te'umim. So the Marit Al Gazi, and also the Brisker Rav, they ask Akasha, why did Rashi say the case of twins? Why did Rashi say the case that the first one, it was two different births? So Chayr, the Pashtus is, because the Gemara says that he stuck his head out. If it's not a case of twins, if it's two different births, he didn't only stick his head out. He'd have to come out completely. And then you'd have another Ibur. Why are we discussing sticking his head out if we're not talking about twins? So the Ritl Gazi says, and the Brisker Rav, that's not Shver. Because the Mishnah Be'ikah wants to discuss, does Yotzer Roshe work Legabe Nachla and Legabe Kayin? The Mishnah is telling you a Chiddush, that if you have a Yetzias Roish, even if it's a Nefil, or even if it's Mace, that would be considered that you can no longer have a Bechar L'Kayin. But in order to say that you can no longer have a Bechar L'Nachla, that this is the Bechar L'Nachla, and the Vlad afterwards is not a Bechar L'Nachla, then you need a Yetzias Roish of a non-Nefil, that it's not a Nefil, and that it's Chai. So therefore, when the first baby has a Yetzias Roish, that's Mace, or the first baby is not a full term, it's not a Ben Tisha, then the Yetzias Roish, even that it's Chai, that already is the Pet Derechem Lagabe Kayin, that no longer could be a Bechar for this Isha Lagabe Kayin, but Lagabe Nachla, it's not Libay Davalov, and therefore you can still have a Bechar. So that would imply that if it's Yetzias Roish, when it's Chai, even if it dies after the Yetzias Roish, so now you can't have a Bechar L'Nachla as well. So that's where Yetzias Roish is Negea, even if we're not talking about Te'umim. So of course the whole Guf came out. But here's the question. When does the Vlad have to be alive in order to make it that you can no longer have a Bechar L'Nachla? L'Gabe Kayin doesn't have to be alive at all. Even if it comes out dead, then that's it. That's the Pet Derechem. Legabe Nachla does have to be alive, but only by the Yetzias Roish. If the Yetzias Roish comes out alive, even afterwards it dies, you can still no longer have a Bechar L'Nachla. So Vaita, here's the Kasha that the Merid Al Gazi and the Brisker Rav ask, why do we have to say the Mishnah's talking about Tumim? Are you going to tie it because if it's not Tumim, so then you can have more than the Yetzias Roish? But the Ikka focus of the Mishnah is, Legabe Bechar L'Nachla, what do you need that the one afterwards should no longer be considered a Bechar L'Nachla? Legabe Kayin, you don't need anything, it could be completely dead. Legabe Nachla, you need the Yetzias Roish, should be alive and full term, and then the one afterwards is no longer Bechar L'Nachla. But when you have the Yetzias Roish that's alive, even if it dies right after the Yetzias Roish, so the one afterwards is not a Bechar L'Nachla. Mashiach, if the Yetzias Roish is dead, or Nefil, then the one afterwards is a Bechar L'Nachla. Ravaita, why does the Mishnah have to be talking about Te'umim? The Merid Al Gazi brings a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ein Roish Peita B'Nefalim. And the Gemara says that here, the Yetzias Roish does pat the L'Kayin. So if we're not talking about twins, and the reason why the Mishnah was focused on the Reish was just to tell you which part has to be alive, Lagabe Nachala, we're not talking about twins, so then Behechrich, the entire body came out. We're just mentioning the Yatzer Reish, because there, when the Vod is dead, or not full term, so at the time of the Tzias Reish, so that won't affect the Bechar L'Nachla. The Ba'achra would be a Bechar L'Nachla, as opposed to if it would be Chai, then it would affect Nachla also. But really, the entire Vod came out if we're not talking about twins. So that's the Raya, the Gemara itself learned that the Mishnah is talking about twins and only the Reish came out. So the Amrina Gazi is Mefalpa with this. But I think it's Muchik that the Mishnah is talking about Teumim, because otherwise the Halacha wouldn't stem. Like I'm going to explain now. There are two Shailas that the Paiskim done on, like we're going to explain. There's one Shaila like this. The Mishnah says that if a Ben Shmeina was Yotze Reish Echai, or a Ben Tishu was Yotze Reish Emes, the one that comes after is not considered a Bechar, it's still considered a Bechar L'Nachla. The one that comes after is still considered a Bechar L'Nachla because the first one was not Reish Eina, it wasn't Libay Davalov. So the Shalshu is Sheiris Yosef, an early Achron of Yosef Katz. He says that that's only when just the Reish came out. If the whole Guf came out, then the one afterwards is not a Bechar L'Nachla, even if it died before it came out, or it was a Ben Shmeina. Still, as long as the whole Guf came out, the one afterwards is not considered a Bechar L'Nachla. Dafka, when only that came out, then if it's dead, or if it's a Ben Shmeina, so the one afterwards is a Bechar L'Nachla, but not if the whole Guf came out. That is a very big Chiddush, because Kipshutai, if the time is because Reish Esayini has to be Libet Avalov, what's the difference if just the head comes out, or if the whole Guf comes out? Mamais, it's not Reish Esayini, it's not Ayini, it's not Libet Avalov. We'll speak about it, Beis Hashem, a little bit later in the Shir. Nice, the Reif Vais can argue, the Sma brings us down to Simon Reish Ayin Zayin Sifkat Yud Gimel, the Sher Shesef is in his Tshuva Simon Chafei, but the Sma brings it down, Reish Ayin Zayin Sifkat Yud Gimel, he argues, he says, no, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it didn't come out alive, it came out of Ben Teshu, the head comes out mace, or Ben Shmein, even alive, it's a Nafel, it's not Libedavalov, so the one afterwards is a Bechar. So Kamuvan, according to the Sheiris Yosef, you can have to say the Mishnah is talking about twins. If the Mishnah is not talking about twins, so then Yibach and Nefalim, you're not a Bechar L'Nachla also. The Mishnah is only talking about a case of twins, where one of the twins stuck its head out, and then the second twin came out afterwards, and then the halacha is that sticking the head out when it's no longer alive, or by Ben Shmein, even if it is alive, that's not called the Reish Esayini Fenachla, and the male of the other one will be a Bechar L'Nachla, but it is called Peter Echem, so the other one will not be a Bechar L'Kayin. But if the whole Nebi comes out, the whole Nefil comes out, so even L'Nachla, the one afterwards, is not a Bechar. So according to the Sheir Sheisel Avada, the Mishnah has to be talking about a case of twins. Thing is, the Taisus Yantiv points out, that Rashi in Chulin, Nafsam Chesem and Aleph, says Mefurish, that even if the entire Nefil comes out, still the one afterwards is considered the Bechar L'Nachla because you don't have Libay Davalov, and the reason why the Mishnah only says that the head comes out is to tell you, Fakert, that even if only the head comes out, still that makes it a Pet Terechem, and the one afterwards is not a Bechar L'Kayin. So in Rashi, you can't say that he said twins because of the Cheshbin, that if it wouldn't be twins, so then Behechrich, the first one, came out entirely. And in that case, the second one's not a Bechar L'Nachla. Because Rashi holds that as long as the first one is an Eifel, the second one's always a Bechar L'Nachla, even if it comes out entirely. But there's another Shmuz in the Baiskim. We have the Maimer of Shmuel that says that by a Nafel, Yitzias Reish doesn't work. Yitzias Reish doesn't work, and it's not considered a Yilud, even Lagabe Kayin. And the Gemara says, Tshifta the Shmuel, Tshifta. The Gemara says, it's Much from the Mishnah, that even by a Nafel, Yitzias Reish works, and the one afterwards is no longer a Bechar L'Kayin. But the Torah says a big Chiddush. The Torah says a Chiddush, in Simen Shin Hei, that's only when it's alive. By a Ben Tisha, a full-term pregnancy, it's Mefurish in the Mishnah that even if the baby is dead and the head comes out when the baby is dead, the halacha is that the next one is no longer Bechor L'Kohen, it's called the Pet Derechem. By a Ben Shemayna, the Mishnah says, if it comes out alive, the one afterwards is not a Bechor L'Kohen. What about a Ben Shemayna that comes out dead? So the Torah says a bit Kiddush, that a Ben Shemayna that comes out dead, then the Yetzias Reish is not enough to pater even the Pet Derechem. The Yetzias Reish doesn't make a Pet Derechem altogether. A Ben Shemayna, and then we're maskim that Yetzias Reish doesn't make a Pet Derechem. The one afterwards is a Bechor L'Kohen. There's a Torah in Simen Shenhei. The Emes says the Rambam is also mashman that way. The Rambam in Perikid Aleph and Hilchas Bikurim Malacha Yedalad, Legabe Pidyan and Ben, he says that if it's a Ben Tisha, even if it's dead, and if it's a Ben Shemayna and it's alive, then the one that comes afterwards is not a Bechor L'Kohen. And he's not talking about Nachla altogether. Nachla talks about an Hilchas Nachla. He's not talking about Yerusha altogether. And still he says, the Lashon of the Mishnah, a Ben Shemayna that's alive. The Mishnah alone, you could learn that the fact that the Mishnah said a Ben Shemayna that's alive is not a raya that if the Ben Shemayna is dead, so the one that comes after is a Bechor L'Kohen. Because you could say it's coming to tell you then by Nachla, that by Nachla, where a Ben Tisha that's alive, the one that comes after would not be a Bechor L'Nachla. So it's telling you a Chiddush at a Ben Shemayna, even if it's alive, but since it's a Ben Shemayna, it's not full term. So it's called the Nafel, even if it's alive. So you don't have Reish Yisayna, even though it's alive. That's why the Mishnah says alive, to tell you the Chiddush, that the one that comes after is the Bechor L'Nachla, even though the Ben Shemayna is alive. But the Rambam is only talking about Bechor, the Rambam is not talking about Nachla Bechlal, and still the Rambam mentions that it's alive. Why did the Rambam say it was alive? Why does it have to be alive? There's no difference if it's alive, it's dead. The Rambam's also mashim like the Torah, Ben Shemayna that's dead, would not be called the Pet Derechem by the Yetzias Reish. For that you would need the Guf. It's Dafka Ben Shemayna that's alive, that the Yibroi should be Yetzias Rechem. For that's Tuchus Reinus. A, it's only a Ben Shemayna, and B, it's dead. Then already the Reish wouldn't patter. And the Bir Agro, in Simen Shenei Sif Chav Gimel, he says on this that the Torah made a mistake. He says, Shkaga, Kvaidim Kaimim Munach, it's a mistake. He said, it's Mamish Pashit, it says everywhere, that as long as it's a Vlad, then the one afterwards is not a Bechor, even an Eifel, even if it's dead. The Mishnah says, a Shvir Malim Mayim, then the one afterwards is a Bechor L'Kayin. The next Mishnah says that. But if the Shvir is Merukim, you have a baby, it's a Vlad that's 40 days old, it's Merukim, it has a Din Vlad, it has a Teres Vlad, Avad the Pshat is, that's the Pet Derechem, and the one afterwards is not a Bechor L'Kayin. It's a Pashat Halacha. He says it's a Mamrish mistake. Then Achrayim say that Dagum Revavai Fenayat the Piskachuva brings it down. I saw Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah. He says that's a Rav Achrayim learned. That Avad the Torah is maskim to that. Everybody knows when a woman has a Nafel, as long as it has a Shem Vlad, the one afterwards is no longer Bechor L'Kayin. There's no Din Pinyan Aben. But the term means the Yetzias Reish without the Yetzias Aguf. It stuck at its head and then it pulled the head back in. There, that's when the Torah is saying that in that case, by a Ben Tisha, even if it's dead, the Mishnah says, the next one is not a Bechor L'Kohen, there already was a Pet Derechem. By a Ben Shemayna, if it's alive, the Mishnah says that that's called a Pet Derechem. Zok the Torah, by a Ben Shemayna, that's dead. Then the Yetzias Reish alone doesn't make a Pet Derechem. But if the whole of it comes out, the Vat of the Torah is maskim. So there's a Sijay Tarim in Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalad. Nilchus Nida, Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalad. Sivkan Chav Gimel. Because he discusses that it's Negeya, the same Din Leda, B'Negeya Bechor is B'Negeya Tumas Leda. He wants to be titled this Shaila and the previous Shaila with the Sheiris Yosef. You see, the mission that we have says, Afal Pi Sheyotzes Rei Sheichai. It says, Habach and Afalim, Afal Pi Sheyotzes Rei Sheichai. The word Afal Pi Sheyotzes Rei Sheichai is Mash Mahud, than if it's Yotzes Rei Sheichai. It's Afal Pi Sheyotzes Rei Sheichai. That sounds not like the Torah. But you look at the Shita Mekibetzis and the Goyis Habach, then a Goyis the Afal Pi. They're just saying Sheyotzes Rei Sheichai. So that sounds like dafka chai, not mace. I said, Yitara says like this. Rashi, we mentioned before. Rashi in Chulin, Daf Samaches, says Mefurish that even if the entire Nafel came out, still the Ba'acharov is the Bechar L'Nachol. So why did the Mishnah say Yatzer Reish? Why didn't the Mishnah say the entire Nafel came out? Zakt Rashi, the Teret says, because the Mishnah wanted to tell you that it's not a Bechar L'Kayin, that the one afterwards is not a Bechar L'Kayin. And that is even by Yatzer Reish. That's why the Mishnah said Yatzer Reish. So Zag the Sijitai, if the point of the mission is to tell you that the one afterwards is not a Bechar L'Kayin, so why did it say Chai? Not a Bechar L'Kayin is even by Mace. So you have to say that we're not Geiris Afopi, and it's telling you a Chiddush in Bechar L'Kayin, that it needs to be a Ben Tisha, and then even Mace. Or if it's a Ben Shemayna, then you need Chai, and that's Mamash like the Tur. Now he says, Taisus and Nidid Afchavav clearly argues on the Tur. And L'Chai, that's the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus there, because the Gemara there, Nidid Afchavav, talks about if the Vlad comes out in a different surah of a sandal, and Rashi there says that the head doesn't patter because it's an Eiffel, and the head doesn't patter by an Eiffel. And Taisus says, what do you mean the head doesn't patter by an Eiffel? That's Shmuel Shita. If you look in the Gemara, B'chayris Manvavim days, that says Mefurish Tivta the Shmuel Tivta, and the head does patter by an Eiffel. And that Gemara is talking about what came out dead. So Taisus Mefurish holds, not like the Torah, Taisus Mefurish holds that even when it comes out dead, the head patters. But Rashi, Avadi could say holds like the Torah. And that's why he says the head doesn't patter by an Eiffel, because the Pshan is that only when it's alive, then you say the head patters. That's what's much from our mission, when it's dead. So then Avadi, we have the din of Shmuel that the head doesn't patter by an Eiffel. And Zag the Sijitaris Lashitasa. Rashi holds that Legabe Nachla, even if the whole guf came out, the next one is a Bechar L'Nachla. So you can't say that the Mishnah that says Yatzer Reish Chai is to teach you that by Ben Shmeina, even by Chai, the one afterwards is a Bechar L'Nachla, to contrast it with a Ben Tisha, with if it's Chai, the one afterwards is not a Bechar L'Nachla. Because Rashi says there in Chulin that for Nachla, even if the whole guf comes out, the one after is not a Bechar L'Nachla. The Mishnah wouldn't have to say Reishai. It could have said Stam, a Ben Shmeina, which comes out Chai. Why did it say Reishai? It said Reishai specifically to tell you that Reishai makes it not a Bechar L'Kayin. So if it's telling you Reishai to tell you that it's not a Bechar L'Kayin, so why did it say Chai? It must be that by Mason it is a Bechar L'Kayin. So Rashi holds like the Torah. Mashen came Taisus, which names are not the way. Which names on the Ben Shmoyne, there's no chilek chai in mace, so why did the Mishnah say chai? Elamai, the Mishnah was saying chai to teach you that even chai, the one afterwards is not a Bechar L'Nachla. I mean, is a Bechar L'Nachla. The one afterwards is a Bechar L'Nachla. So Ibazai wanted to say Reishai. Taisus holds like the Sheiris Yasef, that by Gufa, even a nameful that comes out mace, but if the whole Gufa comes out, so the one afterwards would not be a Bechar L'Nachla. So there are two things that tell you Habaha. If you hold the Legabe Nachla, even if the whole guf comes out, the one afterwards is still a Bechar L'Nachla. So Ibazai, why did it say Yatzeresh the Mishnah for Bechar? So why did it say Chai? It's much like the Tur. That Legabe Bechar, if it's both a Ben Shmoina and it's Mace, it wouldn't matter. And if you hold not like the Torah, if you hold that by Ben Shmein there's no Chilakai in Mace, and if Chai patas Bechar, Mace also patas Bechar, so why the Mishnah say Chai? You're going to have to say it's V'nachla. You're going to have to be Geiris Afalpishi Yatzerei Shechai. To teach you that even Chai, the one afterwards is a Bechar L'Nachla. So why did it say Reishai? Elamai like the Sheiris Yosef. That by Gufai, even by a Nafel, even by Yatzah Mace, the one after this is not a Bechar L'Nachla. This is the Shtikl Tayyar from the Sijay Tayyar, Simon Kuf Tzadik Dalas of Kan Chav Gimel. But either way, now the Mishnah again has to be talking about Tumim. Because if you hold like the Torah, that by Ben Shmoyin it's Dafka by Yatzah Roshay Chai, that part is Pidyon Aben. But by Yatzah Roshay Mace, that doesn't part the Pidyon Aben. And like the Dagum Revav explains, like the Acharonim explain, that's dafka b'yatzer reisha. B'yatzer kol gufay, avad, even if yatzer kol gufay meis, avad is no more than binyan aben. So mele, the din of the Mishnah has to only be by tumim. Because dafka by tumim, there's a din that aben shmoyne, dafka by chayim patas from binyan aben, not by meis. But if it's not tumim, so behechich, the whole guf came out, then there's no difference chayim meis. So by even either way you learn, if you learn like the Shevis Yosef, that by Nachla, it's dafka the Yitzias Reish, that's not enough to passel the Nachla for the next kid. But by the Yitzias HaGuf, even by a Nefil, the next kid is not a Bechor LaNachla. So Behechech HaMish is by Tumim, because if it's not Tumim, so it wouldn't be a Bechor LaNachla if he's Yitzah after the Nefil. It's dafka by Tumim, that the first one, the Nefil stuck the head out, put it back in, and then his brother came out first. And if you don't hold the Shevis Yosef, if you hold like the Tur, that Lagabe Pidyon Aben, the Mishnah that says a Ben Shmoina Chai, the one afterwards is not a Bechor L'Kohen. But a Ben Shmoina and Mace by Yotzer Reisha, the one afterwards is a Bechor L'Kohen. And like the Acharonim explained, that's Dafka by just Yotzer Reish. By Yotzer Kol Gufay Avada Shteit Diberal. That by a Nefil, the one afterwards is not a Bechor L'Kohen. So again, the Mishnah has to be talking about Tumim. That's the only case we can have the Yotzer Reishai by a Ben Shmoina, that Dafka by Chai would pat the other one, not by Meis. It has to be Higzer Reishai, and the other one came at first, and that's only Shaykh by Tumim. So that's why Rashi learns the Mishnah by Tumim. If you go like the Sijay Tar, Rashi holds like the Tur. So if under the Tur, that din, that by Ben Shmoina, in Chai, is only Shaykh by Tumim. So the Mishnah has to be talking about Tumim. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah says a lot of other cases which are Bechor L'Nachla Vein Bechor L'Kohen, besides all the cases the Mishnah had where the first Vlad had a din Vlad B'negei Pet Terechem, so it's no longer a Bechor L'Kohen, but wasn't a Vlad B'negei Veshus Einai. And then the Gemara says a case where somebody doesn't have children, but his wife had children. So the son born from the wife that already had children is not a Pet Terechem. So it's not a Bechor L'Kohen, but it's his firstborn. His firstborn, it's a Bechor L'Nachla. And then it says, Oide Shivcha v'nishtachra, Oide v'nishkacham v'nishgayra. They had a child when she was a Shivcha, or she was a guy, so it's not considered his children. But still it's considered a Pet Terechem. So the Tanakhama says it's also Bechor L'Nachla v'ein Bechor L'Kohen, because he didn't have children. The children he had is when he was a guy, when his wife was a guy, so not considered his children, because the wife, even if he's a yid, the children of a guyish wife is not your children. But it's still called a pet derechem. It basically says, no, it's not called a pet derechem either. You need a pet derechem be Yisrael. And then the Mishnah says cases the other way, where it's not a Bechor L'Nachla, but it is a Bechor L'Kohen. Like let's say Fakert, he already had children, and his wife didn't have children. So since he already had children, Misha Hayalei Banim Venasa Isha Shalai Yalda, he already had children, so it's not a Bechor L'Nachla, but it is a Bechor L'Kohen. It's totally on her first child. Someone could have 10 children, can marry a wife that never had a child, she has a child, he does a Pidyon Aben. But that wouldn't be Bechor L'Nachla. And then the Mishnah says, Nisgayer Mu'beres, Nishachar Mu'beres V'Yalda, let's say they were goyim, and while she's pregnant, that's when she became a geyeris, or that's when she became a mishuchreris. So that child is a Bechor L'Kohen, because he was born from a Jewish mother. She was already a geyeris, or mishuchreris at the time the child is born. That child is a Bechor L'Kohen. But that child is not a Bechor L'Nachla, because it's not considered his child. Since at the time of the Ibur, she was a guy, or a shifcha, so it's not considered his child. So Rashi says, why is it not considered his child? Because since he was a guy, so Rachmana afgerei lezarei de mitzri, Rachmana was mafke the zera of a guy. It says, v'zir masusim zir masa. A guy is not considered to be his children. No state in Rashi. Taisus says, you don't have to come on to that. You have the din of gerish and nizgari, kakon shenay ladami. Since this vlad was conceived as a guy, and his mother became a geiris while she was b'meyel. So, that makes a katan shenay ladami, becomes a b'riyah chadasha. And he says it's not true that the Torah was mafkid a zari of a guy, because we see that if a guy has a child, the child is Yerush's father. Vayistais is considered a father. If a guy has a goyish child, it's considered the father. There's no afkre lazare. Here's a different thing. You become a Jew, you lose a relative. Just like someone becomes a ger, now all of a sudden he's not related anymore to his goyish relatives. That's gerish in the sky, kan shenayladami. That's what the Gemara says in many places. So why don't we say the same thing by the Uba Bimei Ima, that originally she was a guy, and now the mother was Megayer. So now he loses all connection to the previous relatives. He loses the connection to his father. It's Gerish and his guy. But like Taisus brings, is actually Gemara Yevamos that says Mefurish like Rashi. The Gemara Yevamos Daf Tzadik Ches says the following. The Gemara brings a brisa. If let's say you have a woman that's a Gayish woman, Gayish husband, and she's pregnant with twins, and she becomes a Gayeris, and these twins were born, they're both boys, so they're considered related to each other through the aim. They're considered achav min ha'aim. Their respective wives would be eshes achav min ha'aim. But they're not considered achav min ha'av, so there's no yibam in that case. So let's say, when these boys grow up, one of them marries a wife and dies without children, so there's no din yibam by his twin brother. Adarabba, there's an isra arayis. It's eshes achav min ha'aim. It's not called Achim in Av, because the father was Gaish. So the Gemara says the following comment on this din of the Braisa. It says, that we find the din that ain't Av l'mitzri, that a guy can't be a father, it's not because the Shtufei Zima v'lo yadia. It's not because we don't know who the father is because of Shtufei Zima. No, it's a din. Because here, the boys are twins, they certainly have the same father. So that we say in Avlimitz is not because you don't know who the father is. Because here, whoever the father is, it's certainly the same father. They're twins. And still they're not considered Achim and Av, they're not considered brothers of the father. Why? Because at Torah Afkre Lazari de Mitzi de Sivizir Masusim Zirmasa. Atkan the Gemara Nivam, it's Mefurish like Rashi. The Gemara does not say that the reason why they're not Achim and Av is because of Gerish and this guy Kun Shanel Adami. The reason why they're not considered related to the father is not because of Gerish and this guy, it's because of a new din of Afkre Lazare. So Taiz is talking bothered by the Gemara also. Ayin Sham, he's talking bothered by the Gemara. He says, Ipshat. But the Gemara Kipshutai is supporting Rashi. So there's really two kashas on Rashi. First of all, why didn't Rashi say Gerish and this guy Kunshanel Dummy? And second of all, how could you say Rachmana Afkre Lazare when you see that a guy could have a relative, a guy is a father and son is considered a relative, you see that the guy, the son, is Yerush the father. So on the second kasha, you could say that a guy could have a guyish a son, can have a Jewish son. Afkei Lazari means benigeya a Jew, not benigeya a guy. But the other shaila, why don't you say Gerushin is guy kun shanel adami? So the Netziv and the Brisker of here say that Gemara in Yevamos that we mention is Mavur, that they are Meyuchas after their mother. They are considered She'er Ha'im. The mother has a din mother, L'kol Dinei Torah. And the reason is, because they were born from the mother. You can't say Gerish and his guy Kekon Shanael Adami, klapi the relation with the mother, because even after the Gerus, they weren't born yet. And the Uba becomes born after the Gerus. When the Uba was born, the mother was already a Gerus. So the birth from the mother gives it a dinain. So that's clear. Now you still have a kasha, but for the av, the relationship with the av, that the av is only the ibur. And after the ibur, they became the geirus. So that should knock off the relationship with the av. So Zaktan and Siv and the Briskerov, vice dice, once they have a relationship to the mother, then already there's no din of Gerish and this guy Kun Shanel Dami, since they're Meyuchas after the mother. So Mamela, they would be considered Meyuchas after the father as well. Lule the din of Rechmana Afkare Lazare. Gerish and this guy after he was born, so Mamela loses all connection. Gerish and this guy Kun Shanel Dami. But Gerish and this guy before he was born, he'll still be connected to the mother, because after the Gerish he'll be born. So Mela, there's no din of Gerish and his guy Kakot and Shanel Adami, And Mamela, he would be related to the father as well, if not for the Nayadin of Afgrei Lazari. But it's not so clear in Svara why it should be that way. If Gershon is Gaya becomes an Umetzius, so why would that cut off the connection with the father? But there's a Gemaldik Shtigl from the Granat, from Rav Naftali Trub in Ksuvis. He doesn't address this particular Kasha and Rashi on the Gemara and Yevamos directly, but his Teretz Zicha, his Yisai Zicha, answers this as well. There's a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches that talks about a Muberish and his Gaira. Let's say you have a woman that's pregnant and she becomes a Gaira. So Gemara says, Benoyin Tzricha Tvila. The son does not need Tvila. You don't need a Tvila's Gaira on the Uber. And the Gemara first thought that the reason for that halacha was Uber Yerich Imai. Since she became a Geiris, Uber Yerich Imai, the Uber is a part of her, the Uber becomes a Geir as well. And but the Gemara says, what do you do if you hold Uber Lav Yerich Imai? So the Gemara says the reason is because the Uber also was Tevel. He was in the mikveh together with the mother. Aye, it's a chatzitza. He says, not a chatzitza, because Heiner Rebisa, a chatzitza is you have extraneous material that prevents the tvila, that's a chatzitza. But here it belongs inside the mother, Heiner Rebisa. It's not called the chatzitza. The uber has its own tvila if you hold uber lav yarechimai. So Taisus and Yevamos Amem Zayin and Mebeis asks a kasha. The Gemara there is mashma that you need the mila should be dafka before the tvila. You can't have a tvila before the mila. So if the uber happens to be male, so how could the tvila work? It didn't have a mila yet. So Taisus says, just like in a cave, it doesn't need a mila. Vice versa, if it's impossible to do a mila, then not a barren mila, you can have geirus of the tefillah alone. So an uber also, even if it's a zacher, but till it's born, it's not possible to do a mila, so male the geirus of schal with the tefillah alone. That's stated in Taisus. But the Ramban, on that from Zion and Mabez, says, I have a raya from this gemara that al kaponim b'di eved, the tefillah is schal before the mila. And the Rashba there says even more that Bemisin, it's not Chal, and the Gemara is talking about in a Keva. That's when it's Ein Sricha Tvila. But a Zacha would need Mila and Tvila. But there, and the Ramban says no, that you see that the Mila will be Chal, and the Tvila could work before the Mila. So they argue on Taisus. They say the Uber does need Mila. You'll do the Mila afterwards. Either the Tvila could be Chal before the Mila, or you do both the Mila and the Tvila afterwards, and the Gemara is talking about in a Keva. So the Achreinim asking Gevaldik Akasha on the Ramban and the Rashba. According to Taisus, and Muberish in his Geira, whether you hold Uber Yerich Imai or Uber Lav Yerich Imai, the Geiris is Chal on the Uber when it's Bimei Imai. So we can understand that then a Leida happens, and this Leida is a Peterechem B'Yisrael, and now this Uber is a Bechar Lekayin, like the Mishnah says. But according to the Ramban, which says that the Mila is Chal before, the Tvila is Chal before the Mila, but you need the Mila to finish the Geiris. And particularly according to the Rashba that says you need a Mila and a Tvila. So Kumdais, he's not a Geir yet. The mother's Jewish. But the Uber is a guy. So how could it be that the Uber is a Bechar L'Kayin? At the time of the birth, he wasn't Jewish Bechlal. He didn't have Geiris. A lot of Achreinim asks Kashas Apella. In Chabda Shleima, in Ebenezer Simon Bey, the Chuvas from the Nesivas. There's an Achiezer, Chelik Bey, Simchav Tessa, Izvav, Yememesha, Simchav Zayin, the Dvar of Rome speaks about it. A lot of Achreinim are bothered by this Kasha. So Rav Naftali says a Zayin, he wants to answer another Kasha, Bikidegas Kasha. At Taisus had it sad to say that this din, that a Ger Katan, it works to make a Ger Katan, a Ger that's still a Katan could become a Ger, because of Schia, the Gemara says in Ksuvah Stafian Aleph, Zachan Adam Shloi Befanav, they can make a ger cut in the ger because of schia. That's only midrabanan. But Taisus is still mavur that a muberish in his geira, that's a ger midraisa. In fact, Rabbi Kivega, Bishlaim, if you hold ubi yerech imai, I could understand. He becomes a ger. I give the mother, you don't need schia. But if you hold ubi lav yerech imai, and you're going like the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches, it works because the tvil is on the ger cut, on the ubi bimei imai. So how does it work, the Geiris, if you don't hold of Zachin, and that Taisus Mavur works Midereisa, how does it work? What's the difference if it's Muberish and it's Geira? Still, he needs his own Geiris, Ubulav Yerechimai, and you're telling me by a Geir Katan, that doesn't have Das to make a Geiris, and Zachin doesn't work Midereisa, So why would it work by Mubeirish and his guy or thus fake Yabi Kivega on Taisis and Ksuvas Daf Yad Alef? Sagt Rav Naftali Amayr Diki Yisait. That if a Mubeirish and his guy or this Uber has a Jewish mother, so he's a Jew, he's Yisrael. The din Yisrael he has, because he has a Jewish mother. He was born from a Jewish mother, he's Yisrael. So why do you need Geirus? It's Mavur, you need Geirus. The Gemara wants to know why he doesn't need Tvila, either because of Ubi Yerichimai, or because he had a Tvila. Why didn't he Geirus? Zog Jav Naftali, because he still needs Kedushas Yisrael. Since at the time of the Ibur, he wasn't Yisrael. At that time, he had a Geirusha father, a Geirusha mother. The mother became a Geirus when she was Mubeirus. So he doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, he needs Geirus to make a Chalais Kedushas Yisrael. Oh, but Yisrael is it? He has a shame Yisrael, just not Kedushas Yisrael. Felt them the Yichus. He says, such a Geirus doesn't need Das. He says, the Shita Mekubetzis asks a Kasha on the Gemara in Ksuvus that's Mechanish at a Ger Katan. You could take a Ger Katan al Zoch and he says, what's the Chiddush? B'Shas Man Teir, there were a lot of Ketanim. Had they become a Geir, it's Mavur in the Gemara, in Yevamos Mem Zayin, that a Man Teir was Chal Geirus. They did Mil, you learn how Dine Geirus from Man Teir, the Mil of the Tvila V'chuli. How did it work from the Ketanim? Zog the Shita Mekubetzis, because they were ready Yisrael. The Bnei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankov, they were mechuyif to go to Achas Kanfei Ashkina. The Mela, you don't need a Zachar Marim Shlei Befanav. V'heinei Nadvarim, if you're Yisrael, and you just need Geirus or Kedushas Yisrael, all you need is the Mila of a Tvila, and the Mela, you don't need any Din Zachar, because you don't need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs B'chlal, you don't need Das B'chlal, you are a Yisrael, and you're mechuyif to be a Geir. You're mechuyif to get the Kedushas Yisrael. The Kedushas Yisrael comes like the Mila of Tvila. That doesn't need a Din Zachar. So Mela, it's also Yishuv Nachreinim's Kasha. When you need the Geirus to become Yisrael, so then you're not a Bechar. But here you are Yisrael, so you're a Bechar Stam, you're a Jewish mother, you could be a Bechar. You need Geirus Stam to have a Chalais Kedushas Yisrael. That has nothing to do with being a Bechar. And for that, you don't need Tzchiya. So even though you need Tefillah for Kedushas Yisrael, that's Mavur in the Gemara in Yevamos Levayin Ches, so it would have to work as Ubi Erech Imai, or because the Uber itself has its own tefillah, it's not called the chatzitza. And the Ramban and the Rosh mold, you need mila as well. But that's just to get Kedushas Yisrael. The shame is Yisrael, you have it because you have a Jewish mother, that's why you can be a Bechar Lekai. That's from Naftali's Yisrael. So it's Miyoshiv Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, a Ger Katan, he's not Yisrael. You want to make him Yisrael, you need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Kabbalah's Mitzvahs would have to work out Tzriya. Taisa says it's time to say that's only the Rabbanah. But the Mubeirish and his guy is Yisrael. You just need Kedush Yisrael. Bechlal, you don't need Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. You don't need Das. You don't need anything. You just need Mila and Tvila. And it's Miyoshiv the Kasha and the Ramban and the Rashba, because even though he needs the Geirus to become Kedush Yisrael, but since he's Yisrael, he can be a Bechar. Hazagech, Aybazai, it's Miyoshiv the Kasha Taisis has. Why don't you say Geirish and his guy can cut in Shanael Adami? Because since he's born from a Jewish mother, he's Yisrael. The only din of Geirish and his guy can cut in Shanael Adami is if you're becoming Yisrael, then you say Geshe's guy Kanjanel Dami. And I think this is Mufurish in the Maral. The Maral in Parashas Vayigash, when he's discussing Rashi there about the Shvatim marrying their sisters, he asks Akasha, why don't you say, by Klal Yisrael, by Man Tayer, why don't you say Geshe and his guy Kanjanel Dami, and they don't have relatives like before? You find Beichel and Mishpachaisav, they had the same, the Arayis became Aser by Man Tayer. What do you mean? The Geirish and his guy in Kanshan El Adami. You see, by Yerusha also, there's a din of Geirish and his guy in Kanshan El Adami. But that didn't affect the Klal Yisrael. Either they were Yerush from the others from the Yetzim Mitzrayim. It's Mefurish. The land was given to the Yetzim Mitzrayim. And they were manchalit to the boy Aretz, at least according to one man the Yama. The other man the Yama went back to the Yetzim Mitzrayim. Yehmarish says, Nachlam and Mameshis Ad Ruvain, that you say Mishmush till the Shvatim. Avadir is a din Yerusha. Why don't you say Geirish and his guy Kan Shanel Adami? And if you don't say Geirish and his guy Kan Shanel Adami, how could you learn Adine Geirus from Matan Torah? So Zag to Maral, the Nusach he says is that you only say Geirish and his guy Kan Shanel Adami by a guy that elects from his own choice to be a Yid. Him you say Geirish and his guy Kan Shanel Adami. But here, they were mechuyev to be a yid. They were mechuyev to be a ger. They were mechuyev to be a ger. On that, you don't say gerish and this guy cutting Chanel a dummy. But he doesn't explain why. Sounds like a missile boy timer. On a voluntary gerus, you say gerus guy comes from el dummy. On a mandatory gerus, you don't say gerus guy comes from el dummy. Why not? So the Kli Chemda, he explains, and it's mamash of Naftali's Yisayin. A voluntary gerus is a pshat that you're not Yisrael. You have no shame Yisrael. You decide you want to be Yisrael. Al Yidei, getting the Kedushas Yisrael, you become Yisrael. That's Kanchan Island. From Nisht Yisrael to Yisrael, it's Kanchan Island. No shaykhs to the past. Before you were in Yisrael, now you were Yisrael, Kanchan Island. But Klal Yisrael, like we're saying, like the Shita Mekavetzis, on Ksuvas Yidal, they were a shame Yisrael. They were there from Mitzvah Yaakov. All they had to get was Kedushas Yisrael. So how do you learn out Geirus? Because every Geirus works that on your day that you get Kedushas Yisrael, you become Yisrael. So this is how you get Kedushas Yisrael, Milan Tvila. But if you don't have shame Yisrael, and the Kedushas Yisrael gives you the shame Yisrael, that's Kadon Shanoiland. If you have a shame Yisrael, and Stam you need Kedushas Yisrael, Ba'alma, on that you don't say Kadon Shanoiland on me. That's Mamash Mefurish, because you see, Klal Yisrael B'matan Torah didn't become Kadon Shanoiland, they still have the same relatives. So it's Miyushiv Rashi B'Pshitas. By Meberish in his Gaira, we're like a Meftali is saying you have a shame Yisrael, because you're Noiland from the Aim Yisrael. And the Geirus is only to give Kedushas Yisrael. On that, you don't say Geirus guy, Kedon Shneil Adami. So why isn't he Miyuchas after his father? And I didn't have Rechman Afgil as Ayah Dimitri. That's the shtickle. And now let's go right to, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara's first sugi is Shmuel. We spoke about that before. Shmuel says that the Roish, the Chlal doesn't patter by Nephilim. The Gemara brought a Raya from the Mishnah that the Roish does patter. And we spoke by Richas before, the Torah holds its dafka by a nafil with the Reish Chai, that patters, but by a nafil, a ben shmeina, that's mace, the Reish doesn't patter. Taisus and Nida dafka vav is mavur, not that way, the Rambam is mashma like the Torah. We spoke about all this earlier. Now the next Gemara, Amr Abishim and Lakish, Padachas Pateris Bechol Makim, if the forehead comes out, that pat is in all cases, it's considered a leda. The one that comes after is not a bechor l'kayin anymore. Chutz min anachla, except for nachla, my tama, yakar amar achmana, that the coming out with the padachas is not good enough to be a bechor l'nachla, because there you need yakir. And you can't recognize someone with just the padachas. Ve'brechanam afil l'nachla, and Ve'brechanam says, even by nachla, the halacha is that the Badakas is good enough, and it's Mavur in the Gemara, because Yibreich knows you could recognize the baby with the Badakas. They're both masking, you need Yaakov to recognize, but Rish Lakish holds you can't recognize with the Badakas, Yibreich knows you could. So Rashi explains, Chutz min anachla, da'bo akrav b'chor l'anachla, elam ken yatsapanav shal rishay. L'chor, we're talking about again a case of twins, that the first one's Badakas came out and it came back. So l'gabi, everything is considered a leda. But Lagabi Bechor, it's not considered a Leda. And now the Sheni came out, and the Melam, the Sheni is the Bechor, not the Rishon. But the Briskerov, both in the Ksavim here, and in the Chedushim are Nuzal Alevi, Hilchus Nachlis, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, he's aware that the Rambam says it did in a different case. The Rambam says if a baby's Padachas came out, Bechaye Ha'av, and then the father died, so it's called the Bechor L'Acha Mises Aviv. The din is a Bechor L'Acha Mises Aviv. It doesn't take Pishnayim. Has to be Bechai Aviv. It has to be the Avos Makir. So even if the Padachas came out Bechai Aviv, so you would think it's already a Leida Bechai Aviv, but there's no Yakir, so male it's not a Bechor. Zogta Biskirav, Avad Rashi will be maskim to that also. Lamaisi is not a Bechor with the Tzias Padachas, so he's not a Bechor Bechai Aviv. He came out after Mises Aviv. Avada, Rashi would be maskim to the Rambam that that case would also be nichol in the Gemara. But claim the Briskerov that maybe the Rambam's not maskim to Rashi at all. And he says two possibilities. He says, first of all, if Yitzias Padachas is called a Leda, then he can't be a Bechara because it felt in Yakir. Now the second one came out. So maybe neither of them are Bechara. Maybe the first one's not a Bechor because his Leda didn't have a Yakir. But the second one's also not a Bechor because he wasn't born first. You have the case of Abba'ach HaYetzadayfin. HaYetzadayfin is not a Bechor L'Nachla because it says V'yoldoloi. Has to be a Leda, not a HaYetzadayfin. But the Bo'acharov is also not a Bechor L'Nachla. Because he's not the first, he's not the Reish HaSinai. So it's a big chiddush. Padachas be'etzim is a leida. Navas felt the nyakir. Good. So you're missing out the tnoma bechar. So it's a big chiddush. The second one's called the bechar. The second one, lemaisa, there was a leida before him. No, it wasn't enough to be a bechar. So maybe neither of them should be a bechar. The first one because he didn't have yakir. And the second one because he's not the first. Just like a bachar yetzadefin. So lefi the Rambam, you could have learned that way. The Rambam says the case is talking about was Yotze Badachas Bechai Oviv, and then he came out Lacha Mises Oviv. So he's never a Bechor Bechai Oviv. But maybe in the case where it's Yotze Badachdai, and then his brother came out first, maybe in that case his brother also won't be a Bechor, because Lamaisa's brother wasn't the first Leida. Badachas is considered a Leida Bechor Atayra Kula. And the Biskarov class, maybe also another thing. Maybe in the case with Yotze Badachas, and then the brother came out, maybe the one that was Yotze Badachas is Takeda Bechor. He's not the Bechor yet when it's Yotze Badachta, because you don't have Yakir. But when you have the Yakir, maybe he's the Bechor because he was born first. Mehecha Tesi, you need that he should be the Yakir first. That the Yakir should be there before the second one's later. Doesn't say. The Firashi, that's what you're going to have to say. But the Fin the Rambam, the whole insight is it's not how the Chalois didn't Bechor with just Yotze Badachta, because you don't have Yakir. But maybe after he comes out, so then it's Chal the Bechor from the time of the Leida. Even if it's Chal Mekan Alaba. But now he has the first Leida, and now you have the Yakir, so now he's the Bechor. It doesn't matter that in between his brother came out, he's the first. He could be the Bechor. Till it's Yakir, he's not the Bechor. Once it's Yakir, he's the Bechor, even though by this time his brother came out. What's the difference? He came out first. Says, you don't know for sure, but as I came to Zagan in the Rambam only says the din of Yotze Badachtai, that it was Yotze Badachtai Bechai Oliv, and then the father died. In other words, it was never Chal V'chalos Bechor Bechai Oliv. So what's the din if it's Yotze Badachtai and then his brother came out? First, he could declare that neither is a Bechor. He's not the Bechor because by the time he got to his Yakir, the brother was already born. But the brother's also not a Bechor because he was born first. And Kol Tere Kula, Yotze Badachta is called being born. Or he could declare that maybe the Yotze Badachta versus Takana Bechor. He just also needs Yakir. But as soon as he has Yakir, he becomes a Bechor. He was born first and now you have Yakir, he'll be a Bechor. The only nafkamina that it's not a Bechor is if the father dies, so now it's too late. He has to be a Bechor B'chai Yaviv. Thus quite the Brisker Rav in the Rambam. In the notes here he says, Vaisis Rashi holds that without a Yakir, Sefelt in the Leidus HaBechor. It's not considered he was born Linyan Bechor. So he declares, what if he's Yotze Padachtai, and then he comes out like the Yotze Daifin? Well, I say, hell, it's not Mestarvet to say he's not a Bechor. Now Rashi holds, even if it has a kiyum of a leida, but since he wasn't a Bechor, so the one that comes out now and has a leida that is enough to be a Bechor, is a Bechor. Because no one was a Bechor before him. Shtikl Shvei had to be mechalfin that in the Baruch HaYetzadeifin, but this is what he says. And now let's go a little weiter. Mara has a machlekes Shebrechem Shlokesh is Yotze Badachta good enough to be called Akara. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya. You see, by Eidus Isha, Toshema, Emi Eden El Al Parts of Panim Imachaitim. They only made on a Parts of Panim with the nose. So you see, the Padachas alone is not enough. So the Gemara answers, Tani Anachaitim. That it means until the nose. The forehead is good enough. So the Gemara says, no, you have a right that it means Imachaitim. So the Gemara says, Shani Eidus Isha, Dachmir Barabonon. Eidus Isha is worse. So Rabbanim were more machma by Eidus Isha. That's why they weren't samech on the Akara without the nose. Mashen came back in the Akara even without the nose, even with just the Padachas. So the Shmaitza Zayin Perik Tezvav, he brings us the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the whole din that you need, the parts of Panim Imachaitim, is if all you have is the head. You have the head that was chopped off. All you have is the head. You can't recognize the person with just the head only if you have the parts of Panim Imachaitim. But if you have the Guv Shalim, you have the body, and you're just missing, the head was mutilated, and you're missing the parts of Panim Imachaitim, but you have the whole body, you could, if you recognize him, you could be made. Now, Lamaisa, Ruben, the Ruben of the Yushainim, Agur, and Rabbeinu Tam, they all know. even when you have the guf shalem, you need dafka parts of panim and mechaitim. So the Shev Shmaitzer says, Avarayi from our sugya, Avarayi from mechayrus lafim bavim mebei is like Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Agamar is saying that you need yakir. It's not considered a bechor unless you have yakir. And we pass it like a Yechanan, that padachas is good enough. Now, it's also mavur that when you have the baby that came out the opposite way, came out Masuris, came out breached, feet first, there the din is considered a leida when Reiv comes out. That's what's considered a leida. So Agda Shmaitzim, you don't find anyone saying that Lagabe Bechor, Reiv coming out is not enough. Doesn't say that anywhere. Vaistais, even Lagabe Bechor, Reiv coming out is enough. In fact, the Shmaitzim, but you don't have Yakir. You can't see his face. You don't have Yakir. So how could Reiv coming out be good enough, Lagabe Bechor? So Raya to Rabbeinu Tam, that when you have the guf, you don't need the face. You can be makkah with the guf. The face is only when you dafka have the head. When you have the guf, you don't need it, because otherwise, by Bechor, when the baby comes out the other way, and Bederech Klal, Reiv is enough, by Bechor, Tafshtein, the din, the Reiv is not enough. Doesn't say such a din. Chay smuch like Rabbeinu Tam. So Mela Zakti, even though we can't be machri like Rabbeinu Tam, Keneged Reiv Rishainim, but at least, if you have other tzirufim, other tzadim, if you have a shtaker ayin to Rabbeinu Tam, you can be mitzayef to shitas ben etam to other things, to be matur in aguna. Does like the Shev Shmaitza, a gewaldige charifas to geraya from our sugya. Now, Bemison, it's not mafurish that Reiv is good enough for Lagabi Bechor. The Merit Al-Ghazi stels lich on the same shayla, and he says that Reiv is not good enough because he need a korespondim. But the Shmaitzer names on that someone should have said it, the Peskim don't say it, Weinstein's Reiv is good enough. Others also ask on the Shmaitzer that L'maisa Padachas is not good enough for Eidus Isha. The Gemara says, Shani Eidus Isha Dachmira Barabonon. So L'maisa it's not good enough. It's good enough for Bechor, but L'maisa it's not good enough for Eidus Isha. So Eivazah, you didn't really prove Rabbeinu Tam. Because maybe Reiv for the Guf is also a good Akara for Bechor. But maybe it's still not good enough for Eidus Isha. As I fact, the Kilas Yankov from the Nesivas and Simon Yud Zayin and the Beis Ephraim and Simon Tess. So also, not so clear that it's a good raya. Others want to say that maybe there it's different because Rubik Kekulei blinds like the whole thing is born. And if the whole thing is born, you could be makir. So even though Lamaisa Bepoil, you can't be makir. But since Rubik Kekulei blinds like the whole thing is born, so maybe that's also good enough for Akara. But not that you can be makir with Reiv alone. Yeah. Another possible dichui. The Beis Ephraim, though, says another dichui, which is takatoli in the Sheiris Yosef I spoke about before, Zezak Dechsam Sefer, in Evin Ezechel, like Aleph Simon and Dalet. Because the Beis Ephraim says like this. He says, the whole anocha he doesn't agree with. You're bringing a raya that since Reiv is good enough, Einstein could be yakir with the Reiv. But Zog didn't know, there are two types of ladas. There's a lady with Yitzias Padachas. And on a lady of Yitzias Padachas, there I need Yakir. Without Yakir, I don't have a lady with Yitzias Padachas. But then you have the latest Kol HaGuf. Or Reiv is a latest like of Kol HaGuf like Rubei Kekulei. There I don't need Yakir. It's born. I don't need Yakir. Yakir is only when it's really not born. I'm coming to say it's born because of Yitzias Reishai. There would only work with Yakir. But if I have the whole guf is out, even now Yakir is good enough to be a Bechor. That's time at the base of Ephraim on the Shmaitzer's Raya. Zog Dechsam Sefer, Evin Ezra Simon and Dalid, that will be Tali and Achakira. What do we see from Yakir? It says, V'yoldalei banim ahuva v'asnua. If there's a lay that is a din Bechor, then it says, Ki asa Bechor ben asnua Yakir. Is that two separate dinim? There's one din you can become a Bechor with Leida. You can become a Bechor with Leida without Yakir. And then there's a Tzneita din. You can become a Bechor with Yakir. If enough of the baby was born that I could recognize it, das macht a Tzneita din Leida for Bechor. Oivazai, then you're right. Then there's Mamish Norayat Rebbeinu Tam. If it's Rubai, Rubai Kekulai, you have a din Leida without the din Yakir. But Zagdach Sam Seifa, I don't want to learn that way. I want to learn the Yakir's a Tanai. You need a Leida, and you also need Yakir. You need both. You need a Leida, you need Yakir. There's no such thing as a Leida without Yakir. Yakir is a Tanai in the Vyodaloi. So I was like, why does Reiv work? Weissdeis is called Yankee even with Reiv. So then the Shmaitz would be right. There'll be a Ryan that you can recognize him with Reiv, with the Guf. And the whole din that you need the parts of Panim Mechaitim is only when you don't have the Guf, like Rabbeinu Tam. Unless you say one of the other Tchiyas. Zogt Sam Sefer, that's the Machlokes we said before, the Sheiris Yosef and the Sma. That's talking about a different thing. That's talking about the din of Reishis Einai. Reishis Einai, Lemisha Libay Dava Olav. That it's only a Bechar if it's Libay Dava Olav, not if it's an Eiffel. So the Sheiris Yosef said that if it's just Yatzer Reishai, so then if it's Yatzer Reishai and it's Mace, it's an Eiffel, or if it's Yatzer Reishai and it's like Kolach Hadashav, it's a Ben Shmeina, so then the din is the Ba'achar was a Bechar, because the first one was not Reishis Ein, it wasn't Libay Davi Olav. But if the whole baby was born, so then that's already considered the Bechar, the second one won't be a Bechar. And the Sma argues, and the Sma says, what's the difference? If the first one is an Eiffel, it's not a Bechar, even if the whole baby is born. And like we said, there's a Mefurish Rashi in Chulin, Daf Samaches, which says like the Sma. And the Sijri Tara says that Tesis, you neither could learn, like the Sheiris Yosef, that if the whole baby is born, even if it's an Eiffel, the one that comes after is not a Bechar L'Nachla. Zadik Sam Sefer, these are the two tzadim. The Pasuk says, first the Pasuk says, V'yol V'loi Banim Ha'uva V'asnua V'hoye Ben HaBechar L'Sni, it doesn't say any T'nom. There's a Leidus HaBanim, there's a Bechar. Then it says, Ki Yasa Bechar Ben HaSnua Yakir, Losus Le Pishnayim, Ki Hu Reishis Einai. So it says, T'nom, you need Yakir, you need Reishis Einai, Mishali B'Dava Alav. So the Sma learns that these are T'nom, that Reishis Einai, the Mishali B'Dava is a T'nai in the V'yoldolai. That the only time someone is a Bechar is when it's Reishis Einai, Libay Davalov. If it's not Reishis Einai, it's not Libay Davalov, it's not the Bechar. So the second one will be the Bechar. And you'll say the same thing, Yakir. Even if it was born Raiv and Ruba Kekulai, but if it's not Yakir, so it's not considered a Leidus Bechar, so the second one will be a Bechar. Mashenkin, the Sheishis learns this two dinim. The old Leid doesn't need any T'nom, doesn't need a T'nai Reishis Einai. And you could say it doesn't need a Tanayev Yakim either. If it's Yoldu, if it all came out, then it's already been made of a Bechar, and the second one wouldn't be a Bechar. Then there's another din. If you have just a Mixus Leida, so then if it's Yakir, and it's Reishis Einai, Libay Davalov, it's not an Eiffel, so then it'll be a Bechar. But if it's not Libay Davalov, or it's not Yakir, it's just it's a Badacha, so it's less than it needs to be Yakir, so then it's not a Bechar. But that's only when you don't have a real Leida, didn't come out entirely. All you have is a Yakir, a Reishis Einai, so then it's T'nom. But if you have a Gansa Leida, so then it's a Bechar without any T'nom. As Zogdik Sam Seif, it's the same Shaila. This Machlokes, he's writing this to the Beis Ephraim. The Beis Ephraim wrote this Ha'ara to him on the Shmaitza. This Machlokes you're having with the Shmaitza, he says. So the Shmaitza is saying that even if you have a Leidus Rubai, you still need Yakir. And that's why he's being right there, Rabbeinu Tam, that when you have the Kol HaGuf, you don't need the parts of Fanim Mechaitim. You can be Maka with the Guf. Because he holds that Yakir is a T'nai in the V'yoldu. Without the Yakir, you don't have the V'yoldu no matter what. Who would in Reishis Einai, Libay Davalov will hold. They hold like the Sma. That's a T'nai in the V'yoldu. If you don't have Libay Davalov, it's not a Leidah, it's not a Bechar. The second one will be a Bechar. But you, the Beis Ephraim, you want a Dingzich. You want to say it's two dinim. If all you have is it's us Badachas, then you need Yakir. Mashenkin, if you have a whole Leida, then it works without the Yakir. It's two dinim. So that would be like the Sheiris Yosef, it's two dinim. If all you have is it's us Reish, then you need Libay Davalov. You need Kihu Reish Sinai. But if you have the whole Guf, then there's no T'nai of that. The old delay alone will make him the Bechar, and the one afters won't be a Bechar. Dazak Duxam Sefer.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.